Ian Scholes. An outfit called the Internet Underground Music Archive specializes in helping unsigned musicians post MP3 samples of their music, artist photos, and public relations information on their website. Seems like a pretty handy service, and more power to the folks that run it. But they recently sponsored a contest asking that soon-to-be parents name their child after the site, Yuma. That's I-U-M-A. Yuma Dylan Lucas Thornhill is the first so named, and the proud parents took home $5,000 in exchange for turning their child into a living advertisement. Dad Travis is also a musician, and his band Opus has some music on the site. I'm not so sure this is a great idea. Halfway Oregon changed its name, you may recall, to Half.com in exchange for, well, I don't know, something. I'm not sure that Half.com, the business, or Half.com, the town, got much out of it beyond mild sneering from the media. Of course, there's nothing new about this. Wendy, as a name, didn't exist until G.M. Barry invented it for Peter Pan. Parents fond of the book made the name popular. Shirley was a boy's name until Shirley Temple came along. And, of course, there have always been the Elvises and Collins and Franklins and Abrahams, named for the presidents, generals, movie stars, and heroes from whom we hope a little greatness will rub off on the offspring on whom we bestowed their monikers. That's all part of magical thinking, I suppose, calling your kid Moses or Jesus or Mary or Teresa. But, hey, we gotta call our kids something. Otherwise, life is Hey You or Lunkhead. But when magical thinking meets capitalism, well, I don't know. I'm as libertarian as the next guy. But this is taking the free marketplace a bit far, isn't it? What's next? Netscape Nelson? eBay Bronson? Oh, sure, Yahoo Jones has a certain panache to it. But that's because dot-coms tend to have snappy names that reveal little or nothing about what the dot-com actually does. And this would never have worked in the old economy. Have you met my son, American Telephone and Telegraph Scholes? This is his sister, General Electric Foods Scholes, and over there, the baby of the family, Westinghouse IBM Johnson & Johnson Scholes, and the twins, Ford Motor and Chrysler Scholes. Hey, you couldn't have paid me enough money. Well, again, maybe you could have. Till next time, this is Time Life Warner, America Online Scholes saying bye-bye. Until your check clears, however, I'm still Ian. Got it? I gotta go.